Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, Count Dracula's speech at Notre Dame yesterday called for both sides to stop demonizing each other. That's according to a great write-up at a website called carbolicsmoke.com. You've heard of The Onion. The Onion is a very liberal and vulgar college town newspaper, and they just make up news. It's all fabricated, make-believe news. It's called The Onion. Well, there's a website online that seems to be like a much more polite version of The Onion. They just make up news, and they have this about Barack Obama's delivering of the commencement address yesterday at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. They have this story: Count Dracula's Notre Dame speech calls for both sides to stop demonizing each other. And it's a great story out of South Bend, Indiana. Count Dracula met his critics head on and defended his centuries-long practice of satanic ritual, brutal murder, and other acts of unfathomable evil in a commencement address at America's leading Roman Catholic university that implored the graduating class to stop reducing those whose conduct you oppose to mere caricatures. Both sides must stop demonizing each other. The Transylvanian vampire's appearance at Notre Dame has been marred by controversy since it was announced 3 months ago, with critics charging that the Count's lifestyle is repugnant to the teachings of the Catholic Church. The Count did not provide an explanation for his murderous ways, but merely said that, quote, persons of goodwill can and do often disagree, unquote. He called for both sides to work for common good. Let's work together to reduce the number of necks I bite, he said, to a thunderous ovation. The Reverend John Jenkins, Notre Dame president, praised Dracula as someone who is not afraid to speak to those who disagree with him. Jenkins' comments were dismissed by some who said he had been hypnotized by the famous vampire and deprived of his free will. Notre Dame agreed to the request of Count Dracula to cover up all religious symbols when the Count spoke. Count Dracula's request shouldn't be considered in any sense a slur against the Catholic Church, Reverend Jenkins explained. It's just that, being undead and all that, religious symbols could kill him. So what a great account of Obama's commencement address yesterday at Notre Dame, online at carbolicsmoke.com. And isn't that something the devil would say? Come on, let's stop demonizing each other. Let's have a nice chat. You know, Protestant and Catholic leaders have become pawns moving to help the enemy, simply pawns. The phone number here at Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Joe Biden continues his insanity. You know, what did Biden do now? He revealed the location of the government's secret bunker for where Dick Cheney went during the 9/11 attacks, when the different people in government are protected from terrorists or incoming missiles or ICBMs or whatever. So Joe Biden, his insanity continues, and he let everybody know where it is. It's under the Naval Observatory, home of the vice president. Now, if you've been to Washington, D.C., if you go from the mall and drive up to the National Cathedral, you pass the vice president's home. And that's where the secret bunker is, under there. So, I mean, he's just absurd. And think of Barack Obama. This was his choice for the man who's a heartbeat from the presidency. And you've heard of a functional drunk. What is a functional drunk? That's an alcoholic who nonetheless manages to hold a job and pay his bills, a functional drunk. Well, Joe Biden is a functional lunatic. He's a functional lunatic, and Obama picked him not because he judged that the nation would be safe in Biden's hands. If Obama unexpectedly passed away, no, he didn't choose Biden for the sake of the country, because the country would be in capable hands. He chose Joe Biden to help himself, to help Barack Obama, thinking that Biden's age and years in Congress would offset his own youth and inexperience. So the problem is, the village idiot may have a lot of experience, but it's not the good kind of experience that a nation needs. And somewhere in the world, a village is missing its idiot. Somewhere in the world, a village is missing its idiot. And Obama found him and put him one floor above a formerly secret bunker. So what a mess. And then we have the new search engine. It's actually a computation engine that it's called WolframAlpha.com. And it's supposed to be all the rage, the new thing. And you could ask it, for example, what was the population of Brazil in 1974? And it's supposed to be able to figure it out for you, that kind of thing. And in an article about this at the London Times Online, they have an article about WolframAlpha.com. And there's comments. And some guy, Tommy from the USA, this is what he wrote about this new search engine. I typed in Obama and it got that wrong. It said he was born in Hawaii, not Kenya. LOL. Laugh out loud. That was just so funny. So funny. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Did you hear about the YouTube video that is all the rage in Guatemala? Now, Guatemala, and that's a country for some of the public school teachers tuning in right now. Guatemala, remember with the Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia? And there were people from New Mexico calling to get tickets. And the Americans who were in charge of selling the tickets to the Olympics, they said, oh, all foreigners have to call their own country's embassies. And people in New Mexico, they're from El Paso, wherever, they're like, no, we're from New Mexico. And they were told, yeah, exactly. You have to call your country's embassy to get tickets. They're like, what are you talking about, you lunatic? We're from New Mexico. And they would get arguments from, public school graduates in Georgia thinking that New Mexico is a foreign country. So Guatemala, it turns out, is a foreign country. It is. It's in Central America. And the YouTube video, that's all the rage. A lawyer there had two of his, he had his client murdered. His client, a wealthy, successful businessman, was murdered along with the client's daughter. And it was because, he says, the client figured out that the president of Guatemala is on the take with drug money. And the first lady, the president's wife, was depositing drug money into bank accounts for social programs, programs that don't exist. So his client figures this out, and the client and the client's daughter are murdered. So Rodrigo Rosenberg, he made a video, and he said, if you are watching this, it means I have been murdered by the president and the first lady. And 2 days later, he was gunned down. He was murdered. And this video went on the internet, on YouTube, and it has become a sensation, especially in Guatemala. And he says, I do not want to be a hero. If you are hearing this message, Unfortunately, it is because I have been murdered by the president's private secretary and his partner and the first lady and the president. Startling. Startling video. And what a change that the internet has brought to our lives, the way we function. Families, churches, society. Let's go to the phones. At Notre Dame yesterday, while Barack Obama was speaking, is the Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Please give us an update. What happened yesterday?
Oh, it was a wild day. I'm so glad I went. As you're maybe remembering, we took a banner about the Collaborator Project has determined that Notre Dame now has permanent collaborator status.
That's right. So, Notre Dame was designated by the collaborators project.com that they would receive permanent collaborator status if they honored the nation's leading child killer, Barack Obama. And of course they did, with thunderous applause. Leslie, you were outside. You probably have seen it on TV by now, but Barack Obama was honored in the extreme by the vast majority of the Notre Dame administration and student body.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because a wonderful demonstration and subsequent arrest took place, and I was able to document that with my camera and managed to not get arrested, which was a good thing. But Monica Migliorino Miller, you may remember that name. She is the PhD in theology professor who raided the abortionist Hodari in Michigan's trash bins behind his clinic.
This is years ago?
No, she has done it probably 20 years ago, and then she did it last year.
Okay.
So last year, it actually got quite a bit of attention, far more so, like you just mentioned, because of the internet. And, of course, he's not been brought to any kind of justice yet, but she literally has reclaimed the bodies of, I think she said, of hundreds of babies. As the abortion takes place and they have that blue surgical pad beneath the mother,
right.
She just was going through the garbage and opening these surgical pads, and here were all these little tiny hands and feet.
Mm.
So she had a pictorial display of them, and she and about 12 people that they brought down from Detroit, we stood outside where the graduates and their parents were going in, and it was just bizarre, Bob, that the comments that we got hurled at us, well, of course, I was, like I said, just taking pictures, so they weren't really hurled at me because I didn't have a baby picture in my hand, but the Monica and her peers were saying, you know, this is what this man stands for, and we personally found these baby body parts, and we're here to tell you, you shouldn't honor this man. You should go to the alternative graduation ceremony, which Father Pavone was holding.
Right, of Priest for Life, Frank Pavone.
Yes, and that was actually quite good. I went over and took pictures of that, and with quite a good turnout. But back to my story outside where they were collecting the tickets of the graduates and their families going in, I honestly felt like I was at the mill at the comments that were being hurled.
You felt like you were at an abortion mill.
Yeah, the things that they were saying.
In other words, the hateful and probably vulgar accusations and slurs against pro-lifers who are crying out to protect the life of innocent children. So they basically got attacked by the Notre Dame community.
Absolutely. In fact, at one point, and these women were primarily, I think it was all Catholic. It was some teenagers, and then there was a nun. And no, there was one or two gentlemen. There were a couple of guys. But anyway, I was standing next to one of the women, and I said, this is a Catholic university. I can't believe the things we're hearing.
Right.
She was just incredulous as
well.
Well,
Alan Keyes has pointed out that Notre Dame has clearly failed their mission to give young people an education that would honor God and his principles. They have failed.
Apparently so, yeah. They
have a child-killing community at Notre Dame. Leslie, I spent years there writing some of the books that we sell that help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air, like The Plot, An Overview of the Bible. I wrote a good chunk of that at the Notre Dame Library, as well as one of our books titled The First 5 Days, a Christian novel about what would happen in America if Christians ran the government. And so I spent a lot of time there, and what I could see firsthand is that there's staff members, there's faculty, and a significant part of the student body is essentially godless in their promotion of homosexuality, child killing, evolution, just a godless anti-Christian worldview.
Well, what a beautiful campus, but you're right. Yes. Underlying the beauty is just an amount of evil that's just frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, so you saw it firsthand, the hatred of those who would stand up for the innocent by the Notre Dame wider community.
Well, they were so mad, of course, that their child's graduation was being tainted with these pictures. And, of course, oh, I don't know how much you've had a chance to see, but it was pretty remarkable. I'd say there were probably 3,000 people that came to protest. Mm. And at one point, a friend of ours who, you know, has a wonderful internet site that carries a lot of good pro-life news, Jill Stanek, mm-hmm. she was in the truth truck driving up and down the main drag.
that's quite a picture in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, she was in one of CBR's, the Center for Bioethical Reform's truth trucks, and she drove up and down, and she has this new device that takes video, and then you plug it into your computer, and it turns it into a YouTube. Mm. And I think people can find on JillStanek.com then that video showing a two-mile stretch of protesters with the great big Malachi broken baby sign.
That's
so
just
there's
tremendous.
No way that he couldn't have known. And then, of course, I understand inside, I was hearing this on the Man Cow show driving back to Chicago this morning, that the protester that you heard yell out and then they escorted him away, he said, "The blood is on your hands." That's what he was yelling.
The blood is on your hands. And, you know, I hope he was speaking to Father Jenkins.
I'm not positive if it was Obama or Jenkins.
He probably was addressing his comment to Barack Obama, but it's also true of Jenkins and everyone who would honor those who murder the innocent. God warns us that, if you're complicit, God said if you look the other way, you are guilty of the murder of the innocent. If you look the other way, how much more so when you honor those who slaughter the innocent? And how much worse when the ones slaughtered are children?
I also heard this morning on my drive back that there's a new website. I want to say it's called replacejenkins.com. So people might want to take a peek at that if they're of the Catholic faith.
And hopefully Notre Dame will get hit in the pocketbook with, you know, longtime donors cutting back or ceasing to give. But, you know, the problem, Leslie, just like with Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, they start out as Christian institutions, then they become utterly godless, but they don't really lose their funding. It's just a transition because there's a lot of money in the godless community, and certainly homosexuals and pro-aborts would love for Notre Dame to increase its support of perversion and murder.
That's what Jill and I were speculating. They'll just fill in the gap. I understand it's $14 million down that they, you know, people have said they had pledged that they're not going to give.
Well, and that is good. But, you know, once Notre Dame just completely turns the corner and gives up any vestige of Christian morality as advocates, which we could tell from yesterday's event, that basically has happened. But there's a huge pile of money that they now, you know, will be more likely to tap into from the people who hate God. And
well,
like the majority of Catholics who voted for Barack Obama is a good example.
Speaking of people who hate God, when I was holding my banner that says that Notre Dame has permanent collaborator status, I was right next to some friends of ours from the OSA event a few years back where the anarchist jumped all over the car and broke the gentleman's windshield.
Yeah, I recall when the police couldn't care less. But yeah, go
yeah.
ahead.
So it's World Can't Wait, but their front group is it's called Abortion on Demand, No Apology, and they were there. They completely hijacked the demonstration out front of Notre Dame. They had bullhorns, and they were doing all their chants. And their one chant that I just loved, which is just so Orwellian.
In other words, the pro-aborts had a chant that you thought was, go ahead, what was it, worthwhile?
Well, it was so revealing of how robotically demented they are. They kept saying, Women are not incubators. Fetuses are not babies. And abortion is not murder. So then I started chanting, God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. And I was doing that for 5 minutes maybe. And then this individual from CBR, interestingly enough, came up to me and did this one of these little wimpy guy things. Ma'am, do you really think that you're being a respectful Christian to be treating them that way? I was ready to just deck the guy. I said, this country has the males in this country have the wimpiest spirits.
Where are the men, Leslie?
Oh, he really thought he was going to be able to persuade them to become Christians. Well, my way of trying to persuade him was that Sansara chick that runs the thing. She says, I'm an atheist, to the reporter. And I said, ma'am, you're not going to be an atheist when you meet your creator. Well, her friend standing next to her stuck the sign in between my face and her face so she couldn't have to listen to what I had to say to her.
Right, right. And, you know, it's a noble thing to try to lead the lost to the Lord. But the way that the prophets and the apostles behaved and Jesus behaved sometime, that's lost to history. Because today, the body of Christ has been, there's no longer a masculinity among Christians. Our leaders have been feminized. So it's like Christian men are now like Christian women. And Christian women are frustrated because where are the men? We want people who will stand up and be bold and courageous and speak the truth, not weak-wristed, limp-wristed all the time.
I had that very thought as I was watching this wonderful woman, Monica Miller. She was adamant that she was going to get the baby pictures to the crowd that was in line going into the dome where he was going to be speaking. And so she tried three different times to bust through, and it looked as though the police were sort of on a stand down, like they weren't going to be as harsh as maybe what we expected.
Right.
But finally, she just absolutely refused to let them stop her, and she busted through, and of course she did get arrested. But it was so refreshing to see somebody have that boldness, and then I thought, why is it always the girls?
Well, Leslie, could you imagine in Germany when they're killing the Jews and there's protesters saying, we're going to go in there, we're going to confront them, and the religious leaders say, now, you have to behave with more civility.
Well, I do
it's
have
like,
to
what
say,
are you talking about? They're slaughtering innocent people.
Exactly. I do have to say that Randall Terry and Alan Keyes were very, very much encouraging people to be bold enough to get arrested. And I've heard that it was over 50 people that did.
Mm. It's been reported over 30 yesterday, but, you know, the fog of war, who knows? But I wonder what the total is. Have you heard a total in the last couple weeks?
Oh, in the last couple of weeks, no, but I even heard last night in South Bend that it was over 50. So I don't know whether that's just some disparity in the numbers between national press and local. But anyway, it was at least 36 people, I think. And so, you know, you got to admire people.
So there may have been as many as 100 arrests in the last couple of weeks, which would make this the largest event of civil disobedience in the past half a year. How many were arrested at the DNC? You know what was fascinating about the DNC, Leslie? You know, being based in Denver, the liberals had claimed all kinds of, protest accomplishments that they would make, and they basically were an incoherent group that had no message, and they couldn't even put together an intelligent slogan for a sign. Whereas, right. According to the media, the pro-lifers were seemingly everywhere, including civil disobedience arrest, and not to mention that small matter of the giant sign on the mountain, on North Table Mountain overlooking Denver, the world's largest protest sign, readable 10 miles away.
That was utterly awesome.
That was a great testimony to the truth and rebuke of the Democrats. It said DNC destroys unborn children.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, back to the Mancow show. This morning, his counterpart, kind of like you do Kaplis and Silverman, Mancow now has a liberal with him, and he kept saying, what are you guys complaining about? This is more coverage than the pro-life movement's had in years. And I think he's probably right. And I have to say, kudos and applauds and wonderful things about Alan Keyes and Randall for being willing to just bring this to the forefront, because otherwise, probably would have been pretty ho-hum. I mean, a few people might have had some sound bites, but it wouldn't have been nearly.
And Leslie, you probably have seen the Gallup poll that shows for the first time in their 15 years of doing an identical poll, the pro-lifers have surged ahead of the pro-aborts in America by a significant spread. And you know what's happened in the last year is the personhood movement. Colorado got 585,000 people to vote to ban all abortion. And this has spawned the modern personhood movement in America.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
There have been literally millions of conversations in America in the last year discussing the question, what is it? And even if there are two pro-aborts opposing a personhood effort, they're inherently talking about what is it. And when people who love God stop for a moment to think about what is it, they realize quickly it's a person.
Bob, one thing I'm going to leave you with, the Collaborator Project, and one of our good friends, Joe Scott, had said, boy, what if you made that a billboard? And so I mentioned that to somebody this morning who I really, really respect, and they said, well, they didn't think anybody would get it. And I'm like, why? Well, honest to God, this individual didn't seem to know what a collaborator was, didn't connect the dots back to the Nazis.
Didn't remember from Germany?
Exactly. So we've got an educational effort on our hands, and I'd like to see us plow forward with that, because Will Duffy and his Collaborator Project, what could be better? And this person said, the thing I really like is the promise to be there to continually protest these people and, hold them accountable.
Right.
And so we've got to drum up some really good activism in South Bend to keep
increase the social tension over child killing. No child killing with tranquility.
Absolutely. And Rudy Guerrero and his pals did one when Obama got to Indianapolis last night after he made his short little flight over there. So
Rudy Guerrero, Rudy is a longtime friend of Bob and Yart Live. He is a Christian leader out of Indianapolis. He's a hero to the innocent and faithful to the Lord. And what a thrill to have Rudy and his tremendous team out there, Jefferson George, Adam Briggs, David and Lisa King, so many in Indianapolis that are holding the standard there in Indianapolis.
And guess who else they got to rebuke?
Who?
John Mellencamp.
Wow.
He went in as a attendee to the fundraiser.
All right. Very good. All right.
Yeah, it was a wild day yesterday.
Thank you, Leslie Hanks, for that report.
Thank you.
May God bless
you. Thanks for letting me be on.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. First-hand account of things that happened at Notre Dame yesterday. And we have Notre Dame invites Dracula to speak and says we should be able to put aside our differences and let's not demonize each other. I mean, that's just a crack-up. What a well-written piece. At this fabricated news website. All right, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. And our website is kgov.com. And boy, do we need your help. So check out our store or call us at 800-8-NYARD.